fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Thursday, the 7th of January. The prepper tip of the day: pray for our president and his family. Pray for our republic. Maintain your situational awareness and get ready for what's coming. The expanded prepper tip includes: review all your plans with your team. It's time to be doing that. Review all the plans with your team. We have a patient waiting in the green room, my friend Dr. Lynn Horowitz. He has 4 websites. I don't know anybody that's got 4 websites besides Dr. Horowitz, but here's these 4 websites. Listen carefully. I'll be giving them multiple times during the next hour. Here they are: judicialcorruptionnews.com. Next, we have healthyworldstore.com. Then we go to revolutiontelevision.net. And last but not least, medicalveritas.org. Morning, Doctor.
Good morning, John. Thanks for having me on.
Well, sir, the coronavirus, the Chinese flu, has been critical in what's taken place at every step of the way the last year, including the events of November the 3rd, 2020. If without the Chinese flu, we couldn't have had all the mail-in ballots, could we?
Yeah, that's right. It's central to the coup. And that's the name of the film that I'm in final production on. There's 3 parts up on revolutiontelevision.net that everyone can view freely right now. About 3.5 hours of viewing. You might want to start with the first segment that was actually preliminary. It was the coronavirus preparedness, a conference. And so it's called coronavirus preparedness presentation. You can see it on revolutiontelevision.net. And then it's called The Coup, the movie, coronavirus, COVID-19 coup. And there's 2 segments up. I'm engaged in a final segment. And frankly, you know, you and I, we and all of our colleagues, friends, for 2 decades, maybe more, have been saying that this is written on your U.S. dollar bill as Nova Ordo Seclorum, new order, new world order out of managed chaos. And so this was a brilliant, brilliant coup scheme to bring about this biological terrorism and force everybody into isolation, force economic depression, force this globalization effort, And now you even see the commander in chief of the United States of America, President Trump, is being manipulated and censored on Twitter, on Facebook. How do you take over a country? This is how you do it. And this was schemed. This is Central Intelligence. This is massive amount of foreplanning by the world's wealthiest elite that have had this objective in mind for decades, actually centuries, really, when you start to look at it.
Right,
but I,
right.
You know that, I know that, but unfortunately the 99% of the sheeple, the masses, all they're doing is being conditioned by the mainstream media. Even Fox News has turned traitorous, and basically you can't trust anything because it's all propaganda.
Absolutely. Well, Doctor, I'm at right now revolutiontelevision.net, and we're looking at the third video down, COVID-19 coup. That's the one.
Yes, that's the beginning of the film. But as a predecessor to that, you might want to have the listeners view the preparedness, the coronavirus preparedness presentation and analysis that I did, because you see, 6 weeks before the Wuhan outbreak, you had Bill Gates and the directors of Johns Hopkins, the propaganda mill. You had the director of the entire organization for World Economic Forum, Klaus Schwab, who is behind and has coined the phrase the fourth industrial revolution, which is this totalitarian big tech conglomerate that you see Facebook and Google and Alphabet, Bill Gates's organization, MS. All of these are part of the conspiracy, the racketeering enterprise that has committed this coup and the atrocities associated with it taking over the United States. So basically the election fraud yesterday, and they're over and over again repeating that it's just a conspiracy theory. There's no fraud going on here. Oh my goodness. Can you imagine that the mass of people, at least half of the population, believe that there was nothing going on that was fraudulent?
I know.
It is standard behavioral science. This is what you do. You condition a dog to salivate when you throw him meat. This is the stimulus response of the mainstream media, standard behavioral science 101, and that's what's being conducted.
Well, let me give you a gentle correction here. You ring a bell when the dog gets the meat, and it salivates when it gets the meat.
Yes, right.
Sorry, and then eventually, you don't need to throw the meat. When the dog hears the bell, it salivates as if meat's being thrown. Doctor, we got a caller on hold. We got Bob in Illinois. Good morning, Bob.
Hey, good morning. Just love your show. And I guess this may be off topic because I'm just calling out of, you know, just listening to your show all the time. And I'm just, you know, I just get this impression that all this stuff that we've just been through is a fiction regarding Trump, and that, you know, the movement that was built with this man is for naught. And I just got phone with a buddy of mine who is a fan of a guy that lived through Nazi Germany and survived. And I kind of wonder if that's what we're now facing, which is we just, you know, put our heads down, go back to building our lives, and stop believing that we actually have a voice. You know, I don't know. I'm just wondering what you guys think about all that.
Well, I'm going to say, don't give up, Bob. It's not over. The fat lady hasn't sung yet. Our last hope is going to be the Insurrection Act. If that is not implemented, then we're in for a wild ride with the Communist Party of China being basically running things. Dr. Horowitz, your follow-up, sir.
Yeah, I feel the same way to some extent, Bob, but there's a larger part of me that believes in God and believes in human service, which is the fabric that binds us together. It's always wanting to serve each other in some meaningful way. And so I believe that you, I, John, is right here saving some lives, one at a time perhaps, but that's still very, very valuable. And I wouldn't necessarily give up what we're doing because I know that there are a lot of appreciative people. I get letters all the time on the vaccination issue, for example, that say parents tell me, thank you so much for saving my children's life. I didn't vaccinate because I read your books or I read your video or heard your CD, and thank you so much, because I have a healthy child, whereas everybody else is sick and autistic or coming down with colds, flus, earaches, all sorts of things. So, you know, we're really justified for continuing this process of educating people, edifying the congregation. And then on the bigger picture, it's this whole spiritual game. You know, the outcome we already know from the book of Revelation. We know that we're going to go through horrific tribulation, because basically it's not so much that God is doing this. People have the misunderstanding. God takes his hand of protection off of basic sinners, people who need to repent, people who are unjust. You see, in God's world, which, you know, on earth as it is in heaven, it is not here. We're in corruption. And so what happens is that, and God swore this when he caused the flood. You can go back and read the Old Testament, and you can see that he was so sad bringing about the apocalypse then that he said, I'm never going to do this again, and virtually then ruled to let human beings be the source of their own demise. And so the tribulation period now, you know, in America for sure now, it, in my opinion, it really cemented in. And I thank you, John, for giving one bit of hope with regard to the Insurrection Act. But I think that the book is already written, and we're engaged now in a biological information apocalypse. And that is what we're going to have to go through by man's own will. You know, the biggest issue of all, and Bob, this is where you have to make a choice, because it all comes down to free will. And God's greatest gift to humanity and this entire human experiment was giving human beings the free will to make a choice to do good versus evil. And so now we are here at the pinnacle point in the greatest nation in the world, in the history of the planet, the democracy, the Constitution. You see the chaos now that has been attacking it on Capitol Hill in this institution. And the reality is that we have to make a big choice. And the tribulation, the apocalypse, the judgment day is happening now. This is all judgment. And it's where God removed his hand and said, okay, Satan and his idiots can continue to make these demonic decisions and undermine everything that is good, just, peaceful, productive, and institute totalitarianism, death, murder, destruction. That is the game plan. And unfortunately, you know, we're witnessing, you know, it's devastating to watch it unfold if you're an American patriot and if you're a religious person who wants in their hearts to do the greatest good. To watch this unfold is devastating. But in the bigger picture, this tribulation period is short-lived. And ultimately, the choices will come again where we get a chance to choose righteousness versus insanity, hypocrisy, demonic impositions. And that's where I see it. So don't give up hope.
Okay. Very comprehensive answer.
Thank you so much.
Bob, thank you for your call, sir. Our next caller is John in Texas. Good morning, John.
Dr. Horowitz, yesterday, my uncle, maternal uncle, he died from or with COVID. I don't know what it, but he has type A blood, by the way. Hello, can you hear me?
We're listening, John. Go ahead.
Okay. And I asked him if he was given, he died yesterday. I asked him if he was ever given hydroxychloroquine. He said by the time he had gotten into the he got to the hospital, he was too sick for them to give him hydroxychloroquine. Said he was not a candidate for it. I don't know what to make of that. And and his wife is devastated by it all. But what do you recommend? What are they saying? What are they saying? That he, why would he not be qualified for hydroxychloroquine? And then at the end, they put him on a ventilator, respirator.
John, you know, that's amazing that you would call and share that, because I have had the same experience over the last couple days with a dearly departed loved one. And so I feel completely understanding of what your situation is. And frankly, it goes to the approach to health care that is inhuman, that is it's unrighteous. The entire medical field, the entire manipulation of the pharmaceutical cartel overtaking medical proceedings is, in my opinion, barbaric and unconscionable. It's criminal, because the fundamental issue, as you've raised here, is withholding hydroxychloroquine, which is a antioxidant. It operates via, just like the Holy Spirit power does. The Holy Spirit is energy. Energy is all produced by electrons that are resonating and vibrating. Energy, electron, vibrating to bring on health at certain frequencies. I've held the thesis and defended it, even in the science world now, that 528 hertz frequency is the core creative frequency of the power of love that resonates in the Holy Spirit. That energy is in the antioxidants, vitamin C, vitamin D, vitamin E, the D-alpha tocopherol, the real natural vitamin A, not the synthetic, the zinc, chlorophyll, and actually good water, structured water, that you could even impart the memory of 528 into structured water, because the oxygen, and such as oxysilver, that's what we do with oxysilver, where you impart the memory of 528 frequency into an oxygenating silver molecule that kills germs and then puts into the body antioxidants. And what's also been tremendous is an independent double-blind study that showed just the 528 frequency alone is a 100% increase antioxidant, immune booster, just listening to the music of 528. So now consider that. Consider the power of all the antioxidants. That's why negatively charged air ions, when you go for a walk in the woods, it's peaceful, but it's also rejuvenating. When you go down to the ocean, you take a baptism, you go for a swim, you take a shower at night, or you go to sleep all night long, you're being actually blessed with the Holy Spirit power of love that's administering restoration, rejuvenation in the frequency of love. Imagine that's the real healing. That's where we should be. Now, instead of that, you have a medical cartel that's directed by demonically possessed idiots, directing care that's abysmal. It's just like I've witnessed it over the last 48 hours too. It's devastating, exactly as you say. It's devastating. So what kind of a choice is that, going back to the previous discussion? What kind of an exercise of will have we, the people, permitted? This is our responsibility, responsibility. It is our urgent need to restore semblance of sanity to health science, health care, because it's all just like politics, totally, totally corrupted, totally fraudulent, baseless. It's not based on anything but demonic.
Doctor, we got a break. Positions. John, thank you for your call. We have a break. Everybody stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Fix bayonets.
Leave Eden and Nicole Colgren. Wherefore many men have gone.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the 7th of January. This hour is sponsored by EMP Shield. I just bought another EMP Shield device for the car I'm shipping to my granddaughter. She turns 15 in August. I want to make sure this girl can get home. Nobody else can. That's my goal. We have Dr. Lynn Horowitz with us. He has four websites. Listen carefully. Here they are. JudicialCorruptionNews.com, HealthyWorldStore.com, RevolutionTelevision.net, and MedicalVeritas.org. Doctor, I got a quick follow-up from your discussion just before the break. It's been a century since the pharmaceutical industry took over the schools that teach the doctors, and that's where the power lies. If you teach the doctors, you control the entire industry. Doctor, we got several callers on hold. First, we have Tom in Florida. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning.
Go ahead, Tom.
Yes, good morning, gentlemen. What I got to say is it was 11 months ago, with Dr. Lynn saying, it was 11 months ago that Biden was calling Trump xenophobic and Pelosi was calling him a racist for allowing these, not letting these Chinese come in from San Francisco and New York. And you had bumbling Biden talking all this nonsense to Trump back then, and he's a sitting president. He'll be the sitting president here in a couple of weeks. This is unbelievable. Like Lynn said, this was all a big fix. The fix was in probably for over 100 years to figure this one out. Nobody shut the government down in 69, and nobody wore a mask. The Hong Kong flu was just as bad or worse. But this is employed by the demon rats because the Bolsheviks have taken over power now. There's no question about it. And John, I was looking at this guy, Warnock. This guy's praising Castro, and he's in Georgia. And I just found out 97% of all black females in Georgia voted for the Democrats. So no matter what Trump would have done for them, especially the black females, it would never have been enough. Okay? With all the things he did in his first term, they still would vote Democrat because that's how they've been brainwashed. Right, and they're still on the plantation, man. But, getting back to now, what I want to say is, if that would have been a black Democratic woman that would have went in that Capitol building and she would have got shot by Capitol Police, they would have burnt the whole city of Washington down. Okay. What do you think about that?
Well, that's there's certainly something to be said for that, Tom. Thank you for your call. Any follow-up, Doctor, before we move on?
No, it's just a sickening concept that Tom's raising, how out of control everything is.
It is. It is. Our next caller is Dave in New York. Good morning, Dave.
Hello. Good morning. Hello.
Hi,
you're on
Dave.
Here, Dave. We're waiting for you.
Okay. Yes. Yes. I think this is a difficult time. Seeing what happened yesterday, some of us might be in shock. But I think, like the election, we need to tell the truth. And this virus is not a Chinese virus alone. It was called that earlier. It's a Sino-American virus. These things were studied in labs here, and they were funded out of the U.S. This is more of a global operation. John, you said 0.23% of people die.
Right.
I'd like, from this COVID that have it, I have not seen the evidence. You sent me a paper that's a summary paper. I told you that the information in here is extremely dubious to jump to such a conclusion where they took some data from some people who were tested and extrapolated that to the entire population. This is statistics 101 type of an error like the Bakersfield doctors did. So I don't know if you further read that paper and understood it. It's not, in your strong background, and it is on the edge of mine. So I think we need to consider, but I would certainly compare it to the Spanish flu, and that's valid. But now we have a caller calling in saying, what can I do? What could we have done? And you could have had Steve on here talking about ivermectin, and you didn't do it. So I don't know why you're
Steve
not,
can talk anytime he wants.
Information out.
My friend Steve O'Neill can talk anytime he wants. Anytime.
No,
that's our agreement.
You were informed that he would come on and talk if you asked him, and you didn't, because you didn't take action on this and you didn't put this out to the people. Why do you think people are dying? I mean, there's huge evidence this ivermectin works great. So what are we doing here? I mean, Leonard, you must have heard about it. Didn't you hear about it?
I think that when I heard about it, I did the research, and I want you to review the research that I did, because I came up to the conclusion, looking at the chemistry of ivermectin, it's an antioxidant, just like hydroxychloroquine, just like oxysilver, just like the vitamins that I mentioned. So check that out, and it's consistent with what I'm telling you. The authorities have the cures. They have the preventatives. They're simply withholding them because they want a lot of people to die for the depopulation agenda, and it's most profitable.
Yeah.
It's most politically correct.
Yeah, but hydroxychloroquine doesn't work after the viremia is done. Ivermectin would. This has been shown. It's not a matter of chemistry. I'm a chemist, okay?
Yeah, that's great.
You're not. I know that.
The Holy Spirit works the same way.
Okay, we have a break, gentlemen. We have a break. Everybody hold on. We have a break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
As I said to those who've joined the government, I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat. We have before us an ordeal of the most grievous kind. We have before us many, many long months of struggle and of suffering. You ask, what is our policy? I will say, it is to wage war by sea, land, and air with all our might, with all the strength that God can give us, to wage war against a monstrous tyranny never surpassed in the dark and lamentable catalogue of human crime. That is our policy. You ask, what is our aim? I can answer in one word: victory. Victory at all costs. Victory in spite of all terror. Victory however long and hard the road may be. But without victory, there is no survival. Let that be realized.
All right, no, we're back, survival. Ladies and gentlemen. We're back. Where's Winston Churchill when we need him? My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. There's a lot there to educate you, inform you, entertain you, make you happy, make you sad. A lot there, including the daily intelligence briefing updated every 24 hours. You want to know what's going on? North America, Central America, South America, Europe, Africa, Asia. This is the place to find out. Also, of course, the energy cleaner. We'll be talking more about that the third hour. Beginning with Dr. Lynn Horowitz, here's his 4 websites. Listen carefully. JudicialCorruptionNews.com, HealthyWorldStore.com, RevolutionTelevision.net, great videos there, by the way, documentaries, RevolutionTelevision.net, And last but not least, medicalveritas.org. Doctor, can you summarize your response to Dave here so we can move on, sir?
Yes. I think it was it Tom? I'm sorry, Dave in New York. You're right.
Right.
You know, John, you don't need me to defend you, but I have to actually defend you because I think it's unfair what Dave has brought up here, blaming you for not bringing on a guest to discuss ivermectin.
Well, I need to stop you, Doctor. The guest is Steve O'Neill. He's a personal friend, a very good friend. And Steve and I talk privately several times a month whenever we need to. And our relationship is that he knows he can come on my show and talk about anything he wants. That's the nature of our relationship, and I would never deny him that opportunity. So go ahead, sir.
Well, yeah, I appreciate that background. But, you know, I know you well enough to know that you are wonderful. You are so busy. You, like you just mentioned on your website, people can get so much information. You have a family. You have a business. You have friends. You have a calling in life to do the best you can on this radio show. To basically blame you for an omission that you didn't even do, perhaps, is consistent with what I'm looking at as a behavioral scientist. Dave is a chemist. Well, that's fine. You know, again, look at the chemistry of ivermectin. It's consistent with what I mentioned with regard to antioxidants. If anything is going to work, it's going to be working because it's going to be adding energy to the system, oxygenation to the system. That's an antioxidant. Now, you know, what's interesting is that Dave, from a behavioral science perspective, as well as most people, they're looking for magic bullets. They want to pop a magic pill to cure every ill. That is a conditioned mind control response. And so the challenge here and where I'm going to, you know, give my opinion, diagnose what's going on with Dave in New York. It's he's following Elizabeth Kubler-Ross's death and dying model. Now, in that model, where we have to come to terms with the horrific realities of death and destruction all around us here, which we're witnessing now, the first thing is you go into denial. No, it's not happening. No, that can't possibly be. Then you start to bargain. You say, well, maybe we could get away with things like ivermectin, and maybe we could get away with, you know, popping hydrochloroquine, you know, and then you get to the level of anger. And that's where Dave seems to be right now. He's engaged in a blame game. He wants to blame you for lacking information dissemination. That's a blame game. It's inconsistent with what's really reality and the solution and the remedy that's available to us, as we've been talking about, and he should know as a chemist. It's not just a magic pill called ivermectin. It is the whole chemistry of antioxidant therapy. That's a preventative. That's the overriding preventative, and that's what makes the Holy Spirit work to rejuvenate us every time we go to sleep at night. And then the final layer of Elizabeth Kubler-Ross's death and dying model, where we've gone through these first layers, we come to acceptance. And it's only then when we can move on with our lives and produce productive outcomes. And that's where we need to move into now, especially if we're going to get to the Messianic age and have 1,000 years of world peace. We've got to uplift, edify the congregation, uplift our intelligence, our spirituality, our consciousness to the level where we grasp the truth. The greatest truths are in science and chemistry and the spirituality domain. When you start to research in depth the connections and you start to see the puzzle pieces put together, and then you lay out the whole picture of how God's magnificent universe actually works, not just in the environment, but in our own Holy Spirit-filled temples. That's where now you get to enlightenment. That's where you
Absolutely.
Can get now into producing a world that works for everybody.
Absolutely. Doctor, let's take our next caller. That would be Jeff
hey,
in Missouri.
John?
What?
John?
Wrap it up, Dave.
One other thing. Please look at Dr. Corey's article on RBN and Chris Martinson's work. It's a matter of what's practical and what actually works. You know, sometimes I'm practical, not just theoretical. I appreciate Leonard's ideas, but I think this has been found to work, and I understand that Steve would come on, but he's, John, you got to talk to him. That's all. Okay. Thanks.
Okay, thank you, Dave. Our next caller is Jeff in Missouri. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Dr. Horowitz. I have to apologize in advance here for being a little bit sketchy and vague, but it was about 3 months ago, Doctor, that you mentioned it was either a study or a book, and the theme was why do people find certain avenues of information to be authoritative? And I think it was an emphasis upon the news media, newspapers and television news shows and things like that. Do you recall what I'm getting at? I know I was distracted when you were talking, but I was only picked up bits and pieces. Do you recall referencing a study or a book on that topic?
Gee, I can't recall a specific citation, but, you know, that's part of my field of background research is in, you know, Harvard degree in public health, behavioral science, media, health education, health promotion, persuasion technologies, research and development. So I've read thousands of books and studies, you know, in that field.
Okay. Well, my second point, I heard you mention this about 20 years ago, and I'm exaggerating to make a point here. I've been glazed over ever since I looked at this. You mentioned that if you took the English alphabet and assigned a value of a multiple of 6 to each one, A is 6, B is 12, C is 18, D is 24, and so on up the alphabet, and then you take the sum of the letters of any word, there were two that came out to a perfect 666. And that's computer and vaccination. Do you recall mentioning that?
Yes, absolutely. That's really where you start in the 1998 book, Healing Codes for the Biological Apocalypse. That book, 1998, really started me and started a lot of people looking into frequency, medicine, energetics, musical therapies, and it really looks at the English language as having been constructed based on mathematics, but actually backwards. The English alphabet is the alphanumerics of Hebrew, but backwards. And so what you're referencing is the alphanumerics, where let's say A equals 1, B equals 2, C equals 3, on to Z, but you realize that there's only 9 numbers in God's universe, in God's mathematical matrix, 9 numbers. There's 10 is with a 0 is a man-made concept. So you got 1 through 9, 1 through 8, and you A to Z. Now, what you're referencing with regard to the 666, which is really one of the most important verses in Revelation 13:18.
Right, right.
Says here,
are there any other words in the English language that come out with a sum of a perfect 666? Do you know of any?
Yes, in the multiples of 6, so A equals 6, B equals 12, and so on.
Right.
That's what you referenced. Kissinger is the 666. Now, why is that important? Because in my opinion, as I've expressed in the book Healing Codes, where the riddle, Revelation 13:18 is a riddle. It says, quote, "Herein lies wisdom. Let those who understand count the number of the beast, because it is also the name of a man, and his number is 666, end quote. Now, this verse, 13:18, comes at the worst time in history, right now, where there's wars, rumors of wars, earth changes, weather changes, great plagues, strike. That's when this riddle is given. Now, names are written in letters, and you know, the math is based on the numbers. So the name of a man, number 666, you need an alphanumeric code to decipher the riddle. And so once you do that, the very next verse is the solution. Revelation 14:1 deals with the gathering of 144,000. That's a nine. That's completion. 144,000 humble servants of the Creator who are pure and conscious and awake and aware and capable of producing, by the grace of God and Yeshua Messiah, the miracles of the manifestations to bring about peace on earth. That's the very next verse. So once you get the riddle and you understand what we're dealing with. Now, why Kissinger? I concluded, why Kissinger? Because you wouldn't have nuclear weapons deployed around the face of the planet if it wasn't for Kissinger. Nor would you have AIDS, nor would you have COVID-19 right now without Kissinger. Because you go back in history, go back and read the book Emerging Viruses, AIDS, and Ebola, you see that it was Kissinger who ordered Admiral Zumwalt from the Navy to do the reassessment of America's biological weapons capabilities as National Security Advisor under Richard Nixon in 1969, and thereby came the AIDS virus by Litton Bionetics. Litton Industries was directed by Kissinger's counterpart in the White House, Roy Ash. Roy Ash, his company, produced the AIDS virus itself and the chimpanzees that shipped it to New York and gave it to the gay men in New York City and the blacks in Central Africa. That's the history of AIDS. Look at COVID-19 today. Its major component right now is the AIDS virus attachment mechanism. Four genes from the AIDS virus go in to create the COVID-19. And my concern, this just came out. We just published this on our newsletter from healthyworldstore.com. If you don't get our newsletters, go to healthyworldstore.com. Sign up to get our newsletters. We just put this out the other day. The fact is that the mRNA vaccines by Pfizer and Moderna are actually creating the hyper-weaponized, hyper-transmissible mutant that's circulating now because it's feeding the viruses with this AIDS virus attachment mechanism. That's what the mRNA vaccines produce by manipulating your DNA. So this is the history, and it goes back to what you're talking about, the Bible prophecy, the numerology of the 666 mark of the beast.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Okay. All right. Hey, thank you very much, Doctor. Thanks, John.
Okay, Jeff. I appreciate it. Our next caller is Pat in Texas. Good morning, Pat.
Hi. I forgot what I was holding for. These overpopulation terrorists, Bill and Melinda Gates and Fauci, this whole thing seemed like it happened 30 years ago, and we're just trying to relive it, but they've taken over the world now. Because I remember reading your book, Dr. Horowitz, Emerging Viruses. You were on the radio, and we listened to you every morning breakfast at the restaurant. And they were trying to, to get a one more religion, where all three religions merge. And all, don't you think all this happened that long ago?
Yes, Pat, that's exactly right. You're absolutely right.
So they woke
up. That's what Jeff, from Missouri just mentioned, the connection to literally the Mark of the Beast Kissinger. You've got to go back to the 60s. That's when the viral research, the special virus research program began in 1962, when the officials discovered that the first polio vaccines had transmitted polio. It didn't cure polio, prevent polio. It transmitted. Tens of thousands of people got polio, and then they spun it just like they spin the news today, saying, oh, gee whiz, polio is a terrible thing. It just came from nature. Hogwash. It came primarily from the vaccines. And then what happened was they said, okay, we've got special viruses that we can identify that's causing this, and they began the special virus cancer program. The word special in military circles connotes secret. This was the secret special virus cancer program. 1962 to 78, it ran. And that's why for serious researchers on healthyworldstore.com in the ebook section, you can actually download copies of the special virus cancer program contracts, where you can see the U.S. government paid X amount of money to all of these labs and all these virus producers and all these vaccination manufacturers. That's what's in those documents. So that's where 30 years ago, it's actually got to go back to actually 62 to 78. That's where the AIDS virus 1976 came from. That's where Ebola came from. And today, COVID-19, read the research literature. Everything in COVID-19 fundamentally is being compared to the Ebola virus, the what's called the rhabdovirus simian. Rhabdo, it's a rabies type of virus that initially ran in rodents before they took it in labs, injected it into chimpanzees, and then got it to be rhabdovirus simian, which was what they sent to produce the mother of Ebola, which was Marburg virus, broke out in the vaccine labs of Belgrade, Yugoslavia, Frankfurt, Germany, and Marburg, where it got its name, Marburg. It was a vaccine production facility that it broke out. And so they covered all this news, just censorship, total scientific censorship and historic revisionism so that they can continue to con humanity in this pseudoscience realm. So this is you're right. It's more than 30 years ago.
Right.
Well,
good comment.
30 years ago, it seemed like, or even less, all the way back to the 50s when the book was Eat Right to Stay Fit. I mean, they knew what magnesium was, a whole chapter on it. Now doctors don't even know and what it does for your body. But I just think that we need to go back to God like you're talking about. And 2 Chronicles 7:14, I think that's the one. If my people call by my name, will humble themselves and bow down, I'll hear from heaven and come and heal their land. I mean, it's real simple, right?
Yes.
Most people say, you prove to me there's a God. And a doctor will say, you prove to me the vitamins. I said, doctor, you're the doctor. You're supposed to know it does. It's all over the internet. It's been that way since, well, I don't want to talk about that. But and he actually started using vitamin C. And then I secretly heard him telling his other patients, when you take him home now, you give him vitamin C. So nothing is hopeless, even the medical cartel. You just have to keep on.
Great comments. We appreciate your call.
Okay, thanks.
Let's go to our next caller. We're running out of time here. Chris in North Carolina.
Sorry, John. I actually just woke up. I just got back from D.C. this morning. I didn't know if you'd had anybody call in yet and kind of give you an update about a different perspective of what I saw. I actually was right at the steps of the Senate yesterday before all this stuff happened. I didn't know if that was something that you were looking at here.
Well, why don't you call back, let's say, next hour and give us an update, because we're almost out of time this hour, and we're going to stay focused on what we're doing.
Yes, sir. Like I said, I apologize. Okay. I had no idea what you were
Thanks,
talking about.
No problem. No problem. Our All next right. caller is John in Florida. Okay, how about Patty?
Yes, you know, I think I need to call back next hour as well, other than one question regarding stress, because I'm feeling very stressed. What do you recommend, Doc?
Oh, thank you for the question. Again, antioxidants. And I want to go back because
Is vitamin C good?
Oh, fantastic. Give me a minute to summarize what Pat said, because she's given you the research you need to do and the solution for stress. So she mentioned magnesium, and she mentioned that in the context of going back to God, and she mentioned
magnesium. Okay, magnesium, vitamin C.
Yeah, but let me finish, please. We can educate a lot of people.
Oh, I'm
with
sorry.
Question.
I thought we were running out of time.
Okay, we may be. So you see, magnesium works because it's basically at the heart of chlorophyll. That's what causes the grass to be green, the botanical world to be green, outputting oxygen, which is the antioxidants. That resonates in greenish yellow. That's 528 nanometers of light. That's the heart of the electromagnetic color spectrum. It's the heart of the rainbow. It's the heart of sunshine. It's the heart of God's heart, your heart, my heart. It's the heart of everything of the universe. There's your solution. You talk about God's perfection and the solution within God and spirituality.
How about fish oil, krill?
All of it. I'm giving you the generic.
All right. Because I have a lot of vitamins, and I'm wondering, what should I take today? Besides my regular multi.
Well, megadoses of vitamin C was mentioned. Megadoses of vitamin C is a powerful antiviral, antioxidant. Drink a lot of good, fresh, organic fruit juices, especially the citrus fruits, high in vitamin C. Green leaves, a lot of chlorophyll, antioxidants, good organic vegetables, fantastic preventative. All of these things should have been promoted by our public health officials and people like Fauci. Instead, they concealed this information and they gave us false.
Yes, I'm also planning on like working out for maybe 10 or 15 minutes just to, because I find myself like just gasping for breath.
Yes, that's exactly your God temple telling you you need oxygenation, you need therapy, you need to move, go out and exercise. That's a terrific thing to reduce stress.
Okay, well, that happens when I hear like this bombshell information, like they might have installed Biden last night, and that's why Trump is in Texas. I mean, I just heard 1 minute of Natural News report, and you know, it's like, you know, we're in for a wild ride here.
No kidding. Yep.
Yep. Keep breathing.
Yeah. Okay. So that's what I was going to call about next hour, but maybe that gentleman before me is about to report something like that.
You'll be reporting what happened.
Thank you so much, gentlemen. Right. God bless you. God bless America. Okay. All right. Bye bye.
Thank you, Patty. Well, we're not going to try to take any more callers. We only got about a minute left here, Doctor. About 90 seconds to tell folks what you think they need to hear today, sir.
Well, I think they've heard it on this show. You know, we've given all of the greatest fundamental intelligence about medical prevention and cures, really, because, again, the body temple is designed to perfection beyond the reaches of the wildest imagination, and your DNA is actually an antenna to God. It's an antenna receiving and transmitting those specific frequencies that bring about the restoration, rejuvenation, the healing. And that's why, again, just take a shower, you get rejuvenated. Just go to sleep at night, you get rejuvenated. It's all for free, and it's all by great blessing and grace. Love you, John. God bless you.
Okay. Thank you, Doctor. We appreciate it. Look forward to having you next Thursday. Okay, we've got top of the hour break coming up. We should have Steve Hunt calling in, the John Moore Radio Show Economic Advisor. And we'll get Chris's update from what he observed firsthand at the United States Capitol yesterday. Looking forward to that. And then at the bottom of the hour, we'll have Tom Berryhill. And we'll be talking about the energy cleaner and how you can improve your life by having an energy cleaner and a mattress pad to go with it. I always look forward to that 24 minutes. Things are in fast forward here, ladies and gentlemen, to say the least. To say the least. Here's our break. We'll be right back.
Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.